Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at sharing the good news we have and sharing the things that we're grateful for and the impact that that can have on our own well-being and on our own levels of happiness and psychological health. So recent research is actually starting to show that we are more likely to have three times more positive experiences than negative in our daily lives, and yet we quite commonly overlook the vast majority of positive experiences and zero in on the negative ones. And researchers have identified that there's two main tendencies that actually keep us from experiencing these positive experiences: the negativity bias and a process called habituation. The negativity bias refers to our thoughts and our mind's tendency to give more weight to the negative things that occur because they are novel as opposed to all of those positive ones, and therefore less weight to the positive things that happen. Whereas habituation actually refers to the fact that when we have lots and lots of positive experiences, we actually get used to them and we habituate to them, and so they no longer have the same impact or the same novelty for us. And so what that means is that we too easily overlook the positive things that happen. This was also part of a study by Nathaniel Lambert and his colleagues at Brigham University, which actually showed that discussing positive experiences that we have in our lives actually heightens our sense of well-being and increases our overall life satisfaction and actually gives us more energy, both emotional and physical. It's a common thing in Australia that we all suffer from tall poppy syndrome, and it makes it very difficult to consider talking about when things are going well for us. But Lambert's research actually shows that describing our happy experiences with close friends and intimate partners is actually really, really beneficial for our health. So a lot of studies have shown that making gratitude lists, lists of things that we're grateful for, improves our psychological and physical health and well-being, that improves our ability to connect with others, boost our sense of altruism and good deeds towards others, makes us more optimistic and happy, decreases our own sense of envy and our own reliance on materialism, and actually increases physical health as well. But Lambert's study actually shows that verbally expressing our gratitude to the people that we're close to actually allows us to increase and sustain these well-being factors above and beyond just writing them down. So an important thing about sharing the things that we're grateful for with the people in our world. And also really important that we're sharing with people who are supportive of us and aren't going to be those people that have tall poppy syndrome and try and cut us down. So a mind game for this week: consider who in your world are your supportive listeners. Who are you able to share the good things that are happening for you with? And who are you listening to? And who are you allowing? And whose well-being are you increasing by hearing about the good things that are happening for other people in your world? And by doing so, we can actually increase our overall sense of community, gratitude, and health. Share some good news this week on Mind Games.